Hello. Until recently, the prices of devices on Zigbee were higher compared to equivalents on Wi-Fi. Nowadays, they have evened out and even dropped. Unfortunately, the build quality has also dropped. Initially, a ready-made module containing a chip supporting a particular type of network was used for communication. Over time, the chip itself began to be mounted directly on the device board, often without even the pads for programming it. The next stage involved maximum slimming down of the design, a minimum number of components, lower quality subassemblies, and sometimes even circuit clones. And this is exactly what we are dealing with here. But one step at a time. I recently bought on AliExpress extremely cheap temperature and humidity sensors, powered by two AAA batteries and communicating via Zigbee. The price of one unit was less than £8, and that's probably their only advantage. Even before the package arrived, some rather interesting comments started appearing on the product page. Standard ones like, "So-and-so are great, but I haven't checked yet," and "So crap, doesn't work," suggesting that some buyers had not read that the device required a Zigbee gateway. Others began to appear, with very poor range, self-disconnection, and incorrect indications. There was even one with pictures of the device board, which was about one-third the size of those in older versions. Eventually, the thermometers arrived. A standard cardboard box, and in it, a brief manual, foam with adhesive tape for assembly, a key for the reset button, and the device itself. Right out of the box, you can see that this is budget equipment. The plastic gives the impression of being of inferior quality. It is not perfectly white, rather slightly creamy, and seems to be softer. After inserting the rechargeable batteries, I paired the device with the Zigbee 2MQTT I was using. The sensor was detected without any problems and reported itself as ZYZTH02. The Z2M detected the basic entities: temperature, humidity, battery percentage, battery voltage, signal level. At this stage, everything looked correct. The only thing I noticed was the use of a blue LED instead of a red one. Blue LEDs require a higher voltage, so I'm curious to see how this LED will behave with heavily discharged batteries. The temperature and humidity readings update very quickly. Presumably, the measurement is sent every time the value changes. This will have an impact on battery life, but for now, it is difficult to assess how much. Of course, I also took a look inside. The thermometer comes apart very easily. It just snaps on either side. Inside is a small blue plate, already familiar to me from the photos in the comments. However, I was now able to read what components were used there. The main circuit is most likely the original Telink TLSR8251 in a 48-leg case. And on the board itself, the soldering points needed for its programming have been brought out. The situation with the temperature and humidity sensor is much worse. Instead of the Sensirion SHT40 chip, its Chinese equivalent GXHT40 was used, labeled G40 or GV4, depending on the model. In addition, the sensor was placed at the side edge of the board rather than centrally opposite the holes in the housing. According to the documentation, the performance of the GXHT40 is only marginally worse than the original. In practice, it unfortunately looks worse. The differences in temperature readings between the units purchased were around 0.5 degrees Celsius, so still acceptable. In the case of humidity, on the other hand, discrepancies could exceed 20%. Admittedly, Zigbee 2MQTT enables calibration of the readings, but such differences are a good indication of the quality of the sensors used. This is basically where I could have ended. However, I decided to check whether alternative software was available, such as Zigbee TLC. It turned out that there is firmware for a device also reporting as ZYZTH02, but this is a completely different design, with a TLSR8258-based ZTU module and CHT832X sensor. After reviewing other models, I found a very